Is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on Stella Armstrong? Last name Armstrong, Stella, Stella. Place was the Pines of Burton Memory Care North. Date seen was May 9th, 2022. Department of Chief Complaint. Ms. Armstrong was seen May 9th, 2022 because of hypertension and hypothyroidism. She also in hospice care period. I believe it's for dementia. Paragraph. From the standpoint of her hypertension, comma, she denies any specific complaints, period. She has poverty of speech and decreased hearing, period. Blood pressure is currently stable on her current medications, period. There's no headache or chest pain elicited or reported, period. She denies any other symptoms, period. I could not elicit from her any hypothyroid symptoms such as alteration in temperature tolerance, period. Her dementia is quite severe. She is declining and eating very little, period. Review assisted with negative for pain, dyspnea, vomiting, bleeding, diarrhea, or other specific concerns, period. Information obtained from the staff as she has poverty of information. Examination, she's not acutely distressed. She's debilitated, declining. Temperature 97.7, pulse 67, respiratory rate 16, blood pressure 106 over 77. Oxygen saturation 95%. Head and neck exam was unremarkable. Oral mucosa normal. Lungs were clear to auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal S1S2. Systolic ejection murmur 1 out of 6. No significant edema. Abdomen soft and non-tender. New paragraph assessment of plan 1. Ms. Armstrong has hypertension, currently controlled with amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, period. 2. She has hypothyroidism, stable with levothyroxine 112 micrograms daily, period. 3. She has vague pains but poorly described and characterized, period. She's seen by hospice, and for milder pain, she has Tylenol 650 milligram suppositories available every 4 hours, PRN, period. She also has morphine, 0.25 milligrams every hour is available, PRN, but I'm told that she's not really using that very much, period. She does have psychosis and will continue Risperdal, 0.25 milligrams 3 times a day, period. For anxiety, she's on lorazepam. 1 milligram every 4 hours is needed. That's likely part of the comfort kit. And she doesn't really need it at present, period. She's no longer on the Neptazil for dementia, period. Overall, I'll continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.